Okay, so whether or not anyone started the ninth parak, the Chabura this morning is on the beginning of the ninth parak, but go see back in the future if things are progressing too quickly. The Mishnah here presents the din of Siluk Mirusha Sabal, so we're going to talk about Yerusha Sabal and Siluk Mirusha Sabal. Given that you may not well be here yet, just take a look at the end of the Mishnah on Pei Gimel. Aleph, the Mishnah says, So the husband makes a declaration that he has no share in her nechasim, even la'achar misa. According to Tanakhama, that stipulation is effective, and that would preclude the husband from being yorish his wife upon her passing. Shimalil Omer Imesa Yivashana. Shimalil says no, that stipulation is ineffective. Yerusha Sabal is still in its place. Because Yerusha Sabal sounds like is Minatora, and if you're Masa Mashikas Vitora, that Tanai is ineffective. The Gemara in Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph seems to indicate that we paskin like Rishim Gamliel, but it could be Lav Mitame. Meaning the din is that the declaration is ineffective, so that it can either be because he passed like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that Yerusha Sabal is min HaTorah, and since it's min HaTorah, Masa Mashikas V'Torah Tna'o Batel, or it could be, even if Yerusha Sabal is Midrabanan, nevertheless, the Chamim Asu Chizek with the Devein Kishel Torah, the Chamim were empowered through some kind of Hefker mechanism to raise the level or to allow him to treat him as if it would have been Minotaurah, and then this Tanai or this stipulation would be ineffective. So the Maskana here seems to be, for whatever reason, this kind of stipulation is ineffective, either because Yerusha Sabal is Minotaurah or Yerusha Sabal is some kind of super derabanan of Chachama Suchizuk Lederayim Hishel Torah. Lehalacha, whether Yerusha Sabal is Minotaurah Midrabanan is Machlokes Rishonim. The primary sugya is in Perek Yesh Nochlin, Bava Basik Kufi Dalek, Kufi Beish, Kufi Gimel. But that's Lemaisa Machlokes Rishonim. The Rama Paskins in a few places, but we'll start with Hilchos Nachalos Perek Ches Halacha Ches. Haisha Eino Yereshes Bai Laklau. Vabal Yereshes Kol Nitzay Ishto Midirei Sofrim. That a husband is Yerush Nifsa Ishto Mi Divrei Sofrim. The Rabbi there is Masig against the Rambam. It's clearer from the Rambam, the Rabbi in other places, like Ishus in Beis Gimel, that the Rabbi Sasaga is that Yerusha Sabal is Mi D'Oraisa. Even though the Kesef Mishnah there does point out that we know Divrei Sofrim, the Rambam's loaded phrase, so if you just had that in a vacuum, you could have interpreted Divrei Sofrim as Minotaurah, but we derive it from the Midos Shetar Nedeshet Behen, as sometimes it's a Rambam's Kavanah by Divrei Sofrim, but it's clear from other Rambams, it's clear from the Rambam Perek Vav in Hilchos Nachalos that it is Midrabanan. The Rambam writes there, Nachalos Perek Vav Alachaches, Yerusha Sabal, Achal Pishahi Midivrayim, even though Yerusha Sabal is Midrabanan, Asu Chizak Lederei Kishal Torah, Ve'ein Tanai Moel Ba, Ellen Kane Hisni Makishi Rusa, which we'll see about in a little while. So the Rambam clearly does hold that Yerusha Sabal is Midrabanan, and the Rambam is Masig that Yerusha Sabal is Min HaTorah. Magen Mishnah points out there in Hilchos Nachlos that the Rambam's impetus for paskening Yerusha Sabal is Midrabanan is from Ar Sugya, where the Gemara indicates that Siluk works for Yerusha Sabal and Tegilim and Aleph. Because Nachal Abba La'adam Mimakam Afer Masna Lav Shalai Yerushano, because the person can say Yeshi Takanas Lacham Kigon Zu. So the Gemara there seems to indicate that the reason a person can make an effective Tanai for Yerusha Sabal is because it is Midrabanan. Now those who say that Yerusha Sabal is Minotaurah, the Pashas of, I mean, it is Machlokes Tanayim, and Tanayim in the Sugya there in Bava Basra have various Rashas as to how we derive Yerusha Sabal. It could be those who are smachtus, if Yerusha Sabal is Darabanan, but some of those Tanam clearly held the Yerusha Sabal is Midaraisa, be that as it may. So bottom line, for the moment, Machlokes Rambam and Ravid, whether Yerusha Sabal is Minotaurah, Yerusha Sabal is midirabanan. We'll see that the nafkamina aren't necessarily that vast, given that even if Yerusha Sabal is midirabanan, it could be that chachamim asu chizuk the Rebbein kishal Torah, and as a practical matter, there isn't much of a difference between the Raisa and the Rabban. The Gemara here in Pidal is Meramis to this. The Gemara in Bechara Sandaf Nun Beis has the Mishnah there with Machlokes Tanoim as to whether something which is inherited through Yerusha Sabal is closer to Yovel. And the Gemara is Tola that Machlokes Tanoim on whether Yerusha Sabal is Min HaTorah or not. If Yerusha Sabal is Min HaTorah, so it's a standard Yerusha like other Yerushas, and Yerusha is not subject to the din of Chazar B'Yovel. If it's only Midrabanan, the Gemara there assumes that that Deya in Tanoim would say that therefore it is closer to Yovel because Min HaTorah, that Yerusha was not really transferred out Yerusha. The Rambam paskins the end of Shemitah B'Yovel Perikid Aleph, Halacha Kaf Aleph. The Rambam there writes, Aval Yoresh es Ishto Alcha Fish Yerusha Sabal Midrayim Asa Chizuk Nivrayim Kishil Torah Vein Amach Sav Yovel. So this is the Rambam actually paskins that Yerusha Sabal is not closer to Yovel, even though the Rambam paskins that Yerusha Sabal is Derabbanan. So that's against the Tliya of the Gemara there in Bechoros. There's an Or Sameach that discusses it here, trying to prove where the Rambam got this from. The Machan Ephraim, in the end of the volume, Machan Ephraim has short Ha'ara, Salseder Rambam. So he has a short Ha'ara on this Rambam, where he just points out that this seems to be against the Tliya of the Gemara. But in Svara, it's not so difficult, given that the Gemara has this elsewhere in Arsiga, for example, that even if Yerusha Sabal is min midrabanan, chacham asu chiluk derein kederi Torah, and we treat it as we could treat it as a din d'oraisa. Okay, it is mevurar from Rishonim that even if Yerusha Sabal is min haTorah, the nature of Yerusha Sabal is different than other Yerushas, and this is reflected in some halachos. Like, for example, the din that a Baal is not Yoresh Beroi Kivimuchzak, just like you have by Pishnai, there's no Pishnai Beroi Ela Bimuchzak, that Baal is only Yoresh that which is Ba'olam now, but not rights to things that are not Ba'olam. The Darash Bam, and that's why the Baal is Kodem to other Yorshim. In the Seder HaYerusha, usually the Ben is the first address in Seder HaYerusha. Comes on Yerusha Sabal, and Yerusha Sabal trumps Yerusha Saben. So that's also a Yosef Ben HaKlal. It doesn't fit into the standard rules and regulations of Yerusha. So the Rashbam is a line in Bava Basra, Kuf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Dibur Maskel Vayish, Yerush Es Ishto, the Rashbam writes, Apilu Hecha Dika Ben. So Yerusha Sabal takes effect even where there is a son, and we would have expected the son to be the primary Yerush. Sherei Habal Eino Karav Lachishar Krov Mishala. The Baal is not a relative in the sense of other relatives. Shekrov Lami Mishpata. He's not a relative like our other familial relatives. Avilahachi Amina Shu Yerush Es Ishto. Nevertheless, we say that the Baal is Yerush Es Ishto. Hilkach Vadei Lekadem Kol Krov Mishala Hu Darmina Debal Yerush Loim. So it must be that if the Torah tells us that there's a constant Yerusha Sabal, it's coming to tell you this is a Chiddush, and this trumps all other forms of Yerusha. It trumps the regular Seder Hanachla, because the Baal is different than all other Yorshim. And when we insert the Baal is different than all other Yorshim, we insert him at the front of the line. The Ritva there writes, Kofi Beza Mebeiz Dibri Maskil B'Yarsha. Ilu midina ein lecha rachok yosir min habal. That midina, if not for the chiddush Yerusha Sabal, we would say that a husband is at the end of the line, at the bottom of the line of Yorshin, because he's not a blood relative at all. They came into Akrave Rachmana, the Avde Karov, the Gamri Akrave. So once we see the Torah comes and tells us, no, treat this Baal as a Karov, it's not telling us treat the Baal as a fifth tier Karov, it's telling us treat the Baal as a primary Yorish.
But even
though
the positive definitely would have been Yorisha.
Without a pasuk, you wouldn't have been Yerusha at all.
So how do the pasuk just telling you that it's at the beginning of the line, not like putting you into like just like the
so parsha? Then where do you go? And in the where would you insert the husband? Right?
I mean, why would you just put him at the end?
That's meaningless. You don't have a chiddush haTorah. You don't have a there's a kasuk to tell you that the Baal is going to be Yoresh, where, I mean, what does that the end mean? Meaning any non-ger has Yorshim ad infinity, right? So without any other raya as to where you would insert him in the middle, to insert him at the end is meaningless because it doesn't exist. So it must be that it's coming to insert him at the beginning. That's what those Rishonim understand. And then what is the nature of Yusha Tabal in that sense? So Tosfos writes, Baba Basa Kufi Gimma Ben Aleph Iver Maskel Nesa Kevin Shabal Einu Yorish Machmas Korba Ela Machmas She'erus. So the relationship is not one of Korba, it's one of She'erus, which is Ki'im L'She'era She'ein Chashuv in Kibasar Echad, because husband and wife are considered Kibasar Echad, that's what She'erus means. In Cain, Kamosha who coded with Shark Robin, Haku Kodem Leben. So just as the husband is takes precedence over other Krovim, he takes precedence over the son, the Miley High, Miley High. But if you're gonna insert him somewhere, so there's no right to insert him in the middle, so it must be inserted in the beginning. And that's because of this relationship of She'erus, it's not standard Korba, it's a different kind of relationship. And that is becomes a primary Yorish. There's a Yad Ramah in Baba Basra, the end of Perek Mishameis, Kuf Ayin Aleph, Kuf Ayin Hei, says a little bit differently, maybe significant. The Hasvarahu, the Iker Yerusha Didai, Mikavach Ishus Kasia. The Yerusha Labal is Mikavach Ishus. So he doesn't say Mikavach She'erus. She'erus is Vayul Abasar Echad, that they're all the same. It's because Ishus, it's because of relationship of marriage, so there may or may not be significant. But either way, you see that within these Rishonim, the nation of Yerusha Tabal is different than Shar Yerusha. Even if Yerusha Tabal is Drabanan, in the Seder Yerusha, it still may come first. And you may have this notion of Asuchit of Devayan. So the fact that Yerusha Tabal is a different kind of Yerusha is true, whether or not it's Deraisa. Yeah.
If it's Derabanan, then wouldn't placing the Baal first in line be Akira Stavran and Torah Kum Maste?
It may be Mamanus. So by Mamanus, that's Hefker Beth and Hefker. So we'll see whether it's pure Mamanus or not, but for starters, Yusha is, it definitely has a Mamanus component, and the mechanism would be some kind of Hefker Vez and Hefker mechanism. Okay. Good? Okay. So in a moment we'll explain what the tzad of Yusha's of Al-Dirabanan is and where that comes from. The Ramah Paskins in Simon Sadi Ebenezer, Si'if Hei, he quotes the Yesh Omrim that a Baal Hamore V'Ishto is not Yorish's Ishto. There's no Zchus Yerusha's Baal for Morid. This is the position of Shilte HaGiborim here, Kav Zayin Omegez B'Dafi Rif, Os Beis. Okay, Shilte HaGiborim, Kav Zayin Omegez B'Dafi Rif, Os Beis, quoted as the Yesh Omrim, the Ramah, Simon Sadi Se'if Hei. The Beit Shmuel there, Sif Kazin Kaf Gimel, points out that most Rishonim argue on this Shilta Gibarim, and most Rishonim assume that there's no chilek between a Morid and anyone else. Even a Morid is Yorish's Ishto as any other husband. So the Adner Yiluin suggests, Simon Ayin Zayin Sif Kazin Vav, that this Machlokas Rishonim is totally on whether Yusha Tzabal is the Raisa or the Rabbanim. If Yerusha Tzabal is the Rabban, what does that mean? It means it's Mi Zechuyo Tzabal the Ishto. That the Torah, or that Chazal afford certain Zechuyos to a husband. So here it's the compensation for Kruah. The discussion is how exactly the relationship works, what's the starting point, what's the secondary. But to the extent that Yerusha Tzabal is a function of Zechuyos Tzabal the Ishto, the Amori is not entitled to the same Zechuyos as a happily married husband. So if he's married, he doesn't get all those Zechuyos that Chazal give him. if you reach the Sabal's Minotaurah, so then there's no basis, no evidence, to no justification to be mechalek between a Moreid and someone else. Rabbi Ilan, in his footnotes on the Ritvan Baba Basra, points out, or suggests, that this notion that Yerusha Sabal Midrabanan is because of Zechuya Sabal Ishto, which is Mavur in the Rambam in Nachlus Vav Bes, because there that's in, sorry, and in Isha Sayyid Beis Gimel. So that explains, he suggests, why the Rambam has most of the halachas of Yerusha Sabal in Hilchas Isha and not in Hilchas Nachlus. So all other halachas of Yerusha are in Hilchas Nachlus. But Yerusha Sabal is primarily in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Yubeis, Perek Kaf Gimel, and not in Hilchos Nachlos. So that fits in with the notion that Yerusha Sabal is fundamentally part of the Zechuya Sabal, the Ishto. But again, if Yerusha Sabal would be Minat Torah, so then there's no reason lechalek between a Morid and anyone else, because that She'erah still exists as long as they're still married till the point of Gerushin. Now, the Darkei Moshe there, in Simon Sadi, suggests that this Shildei Agiborim, who says that by a More there's no Yerusha Sabal, is dependent on the Shitas HaRashbam, Bava Basra Kuf Memvav, about Nasan Einav Lagarsha. So there's a Machlokas Yishonim there. The Gemara has a case in Bava Basra Kuf Memvav, a person who had received reports that his husband was not being faithful, and he walked into a chorva to check out what was going on, and lo and behold, the avalanche collapsed, the chorva fell in, and and she died. As he went to, he had reports that she was hanging out with someone else in this chorva. He went to see what was going on, and as he walked in, the chorva collapsed, and his wife died. So Chachamim there say, since he was coming in to check out what was going on because he suspected her of infidelity, once she dies, he's not Yoresh es Ishta. So most Rishonim there understand that the Gemara is talking dafka about an Arusa. That where she was an Arusa anyway, or only an Arusa, so there, Vinas and Eina Bagarsha, to break their relationship, there's no Yerusha Sabal. But Min HaNisuin, even Asan Eino Lagarsha, there would be Yerusha Sabal. The Rashbam, however, learns, and that's the Gekuk Mavav Amidbeiz in Rav Basra, now we're talking about a Nisua, and even by a Nisua, Asan Eino Lagarsha is Eino Yerusha. So the Rabbah thinks that these issues are totally Habaha, that if you hold that there's no Yerusha Sabal by Asan Eino Lagarsha, then you can hold that there's no Yerusha Sabal by a Mori. If there is Yerusha Sabal even by Nasan Eino Lagarsha, then there would be Yerusha Sabal by Mori. So the Rambam suggests that this Shilta Agiborim is dependent on that Rashbam Bava Basra, that Nasan Eino Lagarsha, there's no Yerushas Habal. Okay. That's what the Rambam says in Darkei Moshe. The problem is that the Rambam doesn't pass him like the Rashbam by Nasan Eino Lagarsha. But by More, he does paskin Eino Yarsha. So he paskins like this, he quotes this Yeshomrim of the Shilti Gibarim by More, that a More is not Yarsha Sishto. But when it comes to Nasan Eino Vagarsha, there are mother and some inside paskins that there is Yerusha's Habal. Now it's noteworthy, if you look in the Tshuva Sarama, the Ramah the Tshuva Simen Kuf Yubeis, where he writes that the Rashbam is a Shitas Yachin of Yishonim. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote the Rashbam even as a Yesh Omer. And then he suggests that maybe the Rashbam, even himself, only was talking about Bizmaneim before Chaymer Ben Gershom, where a husband could divorce his wife, Baal Karcha, anyway. So once it's not an Eid of Lagarsha, so it's kind of like, Kolomi Ligazes, Ligazes Domi, and it's already a fait accompli. Nowadays, we have a Chaymer Ben Gershom where you can't just divorce your wife Baal Karcha, she has to acquiesce. So then the fact that nothing in a Lagarsha doesn't mean it's a done deal. And therefore, the state of that relationship is stronger, and Yerusha Sabal would still be in effect. The Chassid Sofer quotes this, or says this, quoted Piskei Tshuva there in Siman Sadi, Sifkat and Zayin. So that presumably has nothing to do with Yerusha Sabal, the rest of the Rabban. So it could be that the Ramah Lahalacha, even though in theory he connects these two shitas, but lahalacha, he points out that Darashba may be predicated on a certain premise about how Gerushin works, which isn't relevant bismaneinu anyway, which is why there would be Yerushin Sabal even by Nathaninu Lagarsha. Okay. Parenthetically, just to notice a marmakam that people talk about, there is this famous marshal in the Yamsha Shlomo Gittin Perik Beis Simin Dalid that by Nathan Eino Lagarsha there's no Avelis. So a person has initiated divorce proceedings against his wife, then she passes away before he gives her a get, so there's no Avelis according to the marshal. Shulas Yaakov, Shulah Kunder in Simon Sadi, Perish HaKartzah Siv Katan Ches, quoted in Pesach Chuba there in Simon Sadi, says that this once happened to him. He was talking about a case where there was a head to mayor above him, but then he was going to write a get, and then she died. And then he said, you can rely on the Marshal, not to be Noah Gavelis. My impression is that, to the extent that this ever comes up, we had a case in the Bezin this year of someone who wanted to give his wife a get and before he was able to, he was killed. So it could come up. My impression is that we don't necessarily lemaisa pass like the marshal, but it's definitely out there, and there are poskim that do quote it. Okay, just be aware that there is such a marmakam of note that was quoted in the context of the Tzvat Tzak last year, Zikoi Meyabal, as some kind of additional sniff for determining that a relationship is over, where the marriage is not functional. Okay, be that as it may. Yeah?
Being him, well, I mean, depends on he does or she does, or there would be no avilus? Or only if she does.
Rashal says nothing, Adel Magarsha. If she dies, he's not misable for her.
What if he dies?
If he dies, presumably there would be a Velas, because that was, you know, he had his calculation that he wants to divorce her. Doesn't say that she wanted to get divorced from him. So now, if we just say, if we know that a woman is interested in getting divorced from her husband, yeah, but she's not the other.
Right.
Right.
I mean, now it's not a Gershom, though.
It's still not the other. Would you say, would you say, just like that Jewish Rama says,
right,
that when it comes to Yerusha Sabah, because of Chayim Ben or Gershom, that calculation doesn't exist? I mean, it's something here. I think that's very misdaber, yeah. But the Marshal quotes that Rashbam in Bavar Basra, kind of lahalacha, and says this is an extension. Yeah, that's a good argument. Okay. Now, so what emerges from our sugya is that siluk, maskana of our sugya seems to be, siluk, the Yerusha Sabal doesn't work, either if you hold Yerusha Sabal is deraisa, or if you hold, possibly even if you hold Yerusha Sabal derabanan, but physically deveyam, kishel Torah. However, the Gemara does say on Tegim Amin Aleph that Kosov Lavod Arusa, Siluk works. That if you write this contract of Siluk, Bein Eris and Minasuin, that works. So is that against the Maskan Sagamar, or is that consistent with the Maskan Sagamar? How do we pass him? So the Rif, take a look on Mim Beis Amin Aleph Bedape Rif. So Riff writes, Rishim Gamliel alone there. In Mesa Yivashan, Ramesha Hisna Mashikas Vitara, Amirav Alacha Rishim Gamliel Vilesa Chasakavase. So Riff says, we don't pass him that way, even though the Maskanas of Sugi is that way. The Kaimalanda, Rishim Gamliel to know Kayim. The whole premise of the Maskanas of Gemara here is that Masa Mashikas Vitara, Masa Mashikas Vitara to know Batal, but we pass him like a Yehuda, that Vidar Rishim Gamliel to know Kayim. And the Rif is assuming that Yerusha is a davar shebe mamon, so lahalach Lisha Paskin, that its nai is effective, and therefore siluk should work across the board by Yerusha Sabal. That's what the Rif seems to say over here. Now, the Ran quotes a Rabbeinu Chananel, The Ran quotes a Rabbeinu Chananel that even though Tanai Sheba Mamon works, take a look at four lines in the bottom of the short lines and in the middle of the column in the Ran. The Hasa B'Tanai Guf. Tanai Sheba Mamon works B'Tanai Guf. The Hasa B'Tanai Mamon. Anan Kaiminan. I'm sorry, before that. I was at the beginning of the Shalim. Avivina Chanana Pasuk Rav Shimon Gamliel, V'lom Mitame. The Ha'kaim V'lan Dibidav Rav Shimon Gamliel Tino Kayim, Ela V'nei Shehu K'mas Nal Davar Shelo Bala Ola. Avivina Chanana a different calculation. That even if we assume that Mas Nal Shekasa B'Torah Tino Kayim Dabar Shimon Gamliel, that here you're being Mas Nal Davar Shelo Bala Ola, at the time that you're making this tonight, the Yerusha doesn't exist. V'avika Omer Lo Yerush Es Abba. Just like you can't make a Tanai that I'm not going to inherit my father, because that right to Yerusha is a Dovr Shalom Bala Olam, so the same thing by Yerusha's Habal. And then he quotes Yerushalmi that the Rabbeinu Chananel quoted as a riot. Then the Ran says a few lines later, V'hachav b'tanai b'mamad anan kaiminan v'lamu amu b'tanai batel shesov zachal v'hen kolomer shela'achar misasa hu yorsha v'kevin she'en adavar b'rishuso enu yachal asad gathma b'yushrasa. What's the concern? Why is it that tzila doesn't work? Because this is not considered b'rishuso, he's not able to be misalik himself from it. But then he says three lines in the bottom of the piece, aval zu kevin she'achshav enu ray l'yorsha that even the consideration of Beinu Chananel says that Sila doesn't work even min ha'erusin. Doesn't work min ha'erusin, doesn't work min ha'erusin. But the Ran says that if you're going to make this stipulation min ha'erusin, so Kevin Sha'ashav Eina Raili Yarsha, since right now doesn't have the status of a Yarish, Yachel Asalik Asam min ha'erusin, so you can proactively remove your rights to her nechasim, and then make a Tanai that you're not going to be Yorisha. So the Ran Paskins, of course the Ramban to this effect as well, the Ramban beginning of our Parak in the Chidushim, that Yorisha Tzaval, that Silik Yorisha Tzaval does work Mina Erisin, but not Mina Nesuin. It doesn't work Mina Nesuin because you're not the Bailin to be Masalik once you already have that Tzchus, but Mina Erisin you don't yet have that Tzchus, so then you're able to be Nisalik. Okay. Yeah.
If you say that Yerusha Tzaval is Rabbanan, or Theoraisa, and you say it's like the all the Sechiyos that he has, Tavishos?
Well, if you say it's Theoraisa, then it's not like the Sechiyos. If you say it's Rabbanan, then...
Yeah, if you say it's Rabbanan, right, then it's like the Sechiyos.
Right.
So then there's nothing from Erison? Shouldn't there be like a something in
Skusa
or something
to
the
fed,
like something to extend that?
No, so most of the standards are only Minna Nesu'in, not Minna
Erisin. Okay.
It's only Minna Nesu'in. Okay, the Rambam writes the following. Take a look at the Rambam. You don't have a Rambam, sorry. The Rambam in Paragud Beis Isha Salachates. So Rambam writes, Hisnas imo achar shenisa shelo yirashana tanai batel. If you make a tanai after nisuin that you're not going to be yarish, sure, the tanai is batel. The alpha pish yirusha sabal midivei sofrim asu chizuk v'derein kashel tarah. So that's like our maskanas ha'gemara in peidalam and aleph, that lo achar nisuin you can't make such a tanai even if yirusha sabal is derabanan cham asu chizuk v'derein kashel tarah. The chol tanai shebi yirusha batel. Alphapishu Mamon. Isn't this a Davar Sheba Mamon? A Davar Sheba Mamon we paskin to know Kayim. Shenemar Bach Lechukas Mishpat. So Yerusha has a unique status. It's a blend of Chuka and Mishpat, a blend of Mamonis and Isurim, a blend of different areas of Halacha. So because it's referred to as Chukas Mishpat, it's not purely mammon. If it's not purely mammon, then Tanai doesn't work. Okay, then, and the Rabbi is massive on this as well. He says the writer has Rabbeinu Hananel's problem of davar shelo b'olam, and forget about chukas mishpat. Hakimi masna davar shelo b'olam. Okay. Then take a look at the Rambam in Perek Kaf Gimel. There the Rambam writes Kaf Gimel halacha hey halacha vav. Hisli mashelo yirashena hareza lo yirashena. V'medvar memurim halacha vav b'shehisna ima kodesh shetinase. That's only the Tanai Kodim Nisuin. Shanachala. I'm sorry. I'm going to start again. Hisni Masha Lo Yerushena, Hareza Lo Yerushena. If you make a Tanai that you're not going to be Yerusha, that Tanai is effective. The Medvar Mamurim, Bishisni Makonish Tinase. That's if you do it Mina Erisin. Shanachala Vala Ladu Shalomi Mishpachto, Masna Le Shalay Yerushena, Konish Te Ruyala. So that's Argaman Pe Gimel. That you are empowered to make that kind of a Tanai before it is ruyala, like that line of the Ran, that before it's relevant, mina erusin, you can make such a Tanai. But if you make that Tanai after Nisuin, that Tanai is batel, and the Yerusha would be in effect. Okay. So the Rambam paskins that such a Tanai, such a Siluk, Min HaNesuin doesn't work, Min HaErisin it does. And again, this fits in with the Rambam's suggestion, Chukas Mishpat, which is Mavur more clearly in the Rambam and Tshuva and Per Hador Simen Hay, that because of this unique nature of Yerusha being a function of Chukas Mishpat, it doesn't operate with the normal kolim of Tanai V'Davar Shebamamon, and therefore that Tanai would be, generally speaking, ineffective. Now, this issue, presumably, is not totally on Yerusha Sabal Derabban or Yerusha Sabal Deraisa. Even though there is a Tosas Rid here in the beginning of our Sugya, Pei Gimel, it's actually printed on Pei Beis and Beis, the Tosas Rid seems to be told of this on whether Yerusha Sabal is Deraisa or Derabbanan, that if Yerusha Sabal is Deraisa, then Siluk does not work. If it's Derabbanan, Siluk does work. Most of Yerushalayim don't seem to subscribe to that distinction. But what emerges is Halacha, this way passing Shulchan Aruch Simen Samech Zayin, I think, is that just before that, so we pass it in Shulchan Aruch that Siluk Mirusha Sabal works in Eirus and it doesn't work in Nisuin. So the Shach points out in Choshe Mishpat Simen Samach Vav Sikkat and Kuf Lama Dalid that nowadays we do Eirus and Nisuin altogether. So if we do Eirus and Nisuin altogether, there isn't really a practical way of affecting a Siluk Mirusha Sabal. What does that mean, Lamaisa? People enter into financial prenuptial agreements, more common in a second marriage than in a first, but if you have assets, it could be in a first also. You enter into a financial prenuptial agreement, one of the terms may be that the wife is not entitled to, the husband's not entitled to be Yerusha's wife and her assets upon her passing. So it would seem, as the Shach points out, that there's no good way of entering into a halachically valid financial prenuptial agreement because such a contract after Nisuin would be ineffective, and before Erisin there's no standing. So how do we deal with that? So when Rabbi Willig's father, Zichrono Livracha, remarried, Rabbi Willig was makbid that he should sign a financial prenuptial agreement bein Erisin l'Nisuin. But if you look around, you don't see that being done so much. Not so partially why. So in the Sefer Mishnah Satsuba, Moshe Klein, Moshe Ben Rav Nachum Klein, He quotes a few different possibilities as to justifying how to get around this problem. None of them are necessarily terribly compelling, but they're out there. This is in chapter 25. So he says, some say, I didn't have a chance to look up these Makaris inside, but he quotes a Chuvas Ole Yaakov and Chikrei Lev that suggests that maybe nowadays, if we have a formal Shiduchin, so maybe that would, at least presumably means a formal Tanayim, which we don't usually do either, so maybe that would be the equivalent of an Erisin and give you standing enough to enter into some kind of Sealic arrangement then. That's one possibility. And then he quotes from the Chavis Yair. Chavis Yair is a series of Jews about this. He quotes Simon and Aleph that Yitaka should sign such an agreement between Erison and Nisuin. Then he says some say that if you construct the Tanai B'Lashon Bechila as opposed to Lashon Siluk, maybe that would be better. Chuvas Habach, Simon Kuf Kuf Dalid. Then he quotes the Chavis Yair that maybe you can do Siluk in the Yichud room, or before the Yichud room, after the Chuppah. If Nisuin is Yichud, so then you can do the Siluk after the Chuppah before the Yichud room. Okay. Rabbi Reese has an article on this topic in the Kol Svi and Bava Basra, which I was talking to him last night. He reminded me of this article, which I had forgotten about. I didn't have a chance to, it's a lengthy article, I didn't have a chance to look at before the Chabura. But I think he has further suggestions in Mar Mekomet on the topic there. Yeah.
In terms of second marriage, aren't we more mocked by the Nisuin of a Mana that has to be like actual, like, much more really for like Bios?
Right.
So isn't there much more of a time frame, like, in the middle? Like, I mean, the Yichud room.
You're saying we might be more.
In the Yichud room, maybe right. The actual Nisuin, therefore there's right. Much more of a time frame.
Yeah, okay. I hear that. That could be. I think we'd still be Choshesh for other possibilities in Nisuin, but that could be. This is also relevant. To understanding what's the basis of Takanas Shum. Right? Takanas Shum, which is referenced in Tosfos here on Mem Hei on the base. Shum is Shvaira Vermaisa Magensa. Take a look at Tosfos on Mem Zion of base. Tosfos Mem Zion of base in the top, before where the lines get short. Tosfos quotes Hora Bein Tam Halacha Lamaisa, the Chasen Echad Shemesa Ishta. So Chasen's wife died. By Avi Akala Nutzak Bein Idunya, the father of the Kala was still holding on to the Nidan. The pasuk was the Lo Zacha Bal Nikar Shmeit in the Hacha, and he paskin that the Bal was not Zoche in the Nidan. This is expanded on Mordechai Simon Kufshin Hey Hagos Maimini Parakav Beis Alos Aleph Takana Shum. And there are different variations in different places of this takana, but the takana shum basically was that if a wife passed away in the first year of marriage, then the nidan would go back to the wife's father. So what's the koach of the takana shum? Where does that come from? What empowers the kahal to make such a takana against Yerusha Sabal? So he points out over here that if you go like the riff that we paskin in principle Siluk works because it's all Davar Sheva Mamon and Davar Sheva Mamon Tanao Kayim, so then you're fine. And even if you have the Chukas Mishpat approach, so there may still be grounds for the Kahal to make certain takanos within Chukas Mishpat on behalf of the Sibor to guide how Yerusha Sabal is going to be implemented, which is obviously easier if Yerusha Sabal is the Rabbana within the Rambam. Then you have other suggestions here as well. If you want to take a look, there's a lengthy presentation here in Perek Kaf Hei. But this is definitely a Lamaisa issue that emerges from what otherwise may be or strike us as a totally theoretical sugya of Siluk. as to what the best way of implementing siluk is when it's relevant. Yeah.
Rav mentioned in the Advanced Western Shir, that Asher Weiss holds that you should say it. I didn't, he took it as partially have to say it.
Say what?
Aiming the Midrash from the Mizrach itself.
Okay, yeah.
And according to Rav Asher Weiss, you should...
You mean it's not enough to write it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, so. That's his...
I mean, the Mishnah is Sakosev. Why should... he said writing is not enough.
Wait, I don't know. He didn't say it like one for another. He too always said that you should say it.
Okay, yeah.
And And they said, according to Rashi, you should air sin outside, not under the chuppah.
Should the Eris and Nam the Chuppah, because otherwise they may come about that. But that's what the Shach sounds like, that's not about that.
Right, and then Vavulik argues, and he brings when he asked about his father, he asked him about his father, but he was Machai, he said, I'm the Chuppah.
Right.
He thinks that the Shach's Chuppah is only when he finished the Shabbat.
Okay. Okay. Good. Meaning the push to sign the other kind of prenuptial agreement under the chuppah I don't necessarily subscribe to, but the this kind of financial prenuptial agreement is definitely what to talk about in terms of when to execute it. Okay.